making them seem dingy. I wonder what Kyle will think of the village. There is a graffito on the wall around the corner, definitely not a Banksy, and the man who likes to camp out in the entrance of the local park is shouting obscenities. There are the lakes, of course, on the edge of the village, which are a tourist attraction in the summer, and the centre of Tew Norton is awash with beautiful listed buildings, cobble pavements, expensive boutiques, and a gastropub. But the streets surrounding it, where we live, once would have been workers' cottages. We do have beautiful views of a large pond and the Mendip Hills from the rear, even if they are shrouded in mist at this time of year. I resist the urge to dust the windowsill again. Instead, I shake the cat's hairs off the cushion on the armchair. Tasha? I hear Aaron behind me and turn to see him standing in the middle of the room with a mug in each hand, still wearing his work overalls that smell of turps. Relax. You'd think it was royalty coming to stay. Hardly. I take one of the mugs. It's too strong coffee. You'd think after we've been together for nearly 18 years, he'd remember that I like it weak and milky. Alice has been here loads of times. Yes, but Kyle hasn't, I think, but don't say. Aaron will only take the piss out of me for wanting to impress Alice's relatively new husband. There's nothing pretentious about Aaron. He never tries to be something he isn't, which is admirable, but also, on occasion, frustrating. Just because she hasn't lived in Tew Norton for nearly 20 years, she still grew up here, he says, as though I've somehow forgotten. It's not like your childhood home was any bigger than this one. He plonks himself down on the sofa and I try not to wince at the indents he's making in my freshly plumped cushions. Our childhood home was the old vicarage, next to the Gothic graveyard I always loved and where Alice and I used to play between the old, decrepit headstones. The house was twice the size of this one, but I don't say it. Or how her and Kyle's impressive detached home in London is at least three times bigger than ours. I don't get why you're so jittery about it. This was your idea. It was Alice's, actually. You didn't have to say yes. He slurps his coffee. I can't face mine and put the mug on the coffee table. My feelings oscillate between dread at them arriving and excitement about seeing them. Don't you want to spend a week in their fancy Venetian apartment overlooking the Grand Canal? I tease. Ah, well, now I didn't say that, did I? He crosses his ankles like he's settled in for the afternoon. No concept of time, his mother, Viv, always chuckles, as though it's something to be proud of. Yet the longer we've been together, the less funny it is. Who wouldn't want a slice of your sister's lifestyle? And we've never been to Italy. A few months ago, I was offloading to Alice on the phone about how Aaron and I have never had any time to ourselves since our twin girls, Elsie and Flossie, were born, and how our wedding anniversary was coming up, and, as usual, we had nothing planned, when she suggested we stay for a week in her and Kyle's holiday apartment in Venice. Aaron had jumped at the chance, not least because we only need to pay for our flights and my husband likes a bargain. And I found myself thinking that, yes, I could be the type of person who whiles away hours in bijou canalside cafes, quaffing cocktails or wandering carefree and child-free through high-ceilinged galleries, marvelling at the sculptures. I pictured myself and Aaron tanned and relaxed, kissing on the Rialto Bridge, the years peeled back to reveal the people we were when we fell in love as teenagers, rebellious, fun and besotted with each other. But even though the thought of walking in Alice and Kyle's glamorous footsteps for a week massively appealed, now it's time to go, I'm having doubts. For one thing, I've never left our nearly three-year-old twins for longer than a night. And another, I just can't imagine Alice and Kyle living our provincial life for a week. Will they judge us? Snigger to each other as they slide between our bobbled sheets? No, I'm being unfair. And despite my sister's success and wealth, she's still the same Alice. Although, Aaron casts an eye around the room and nods approvingly. The place scrubs up all right, doesn't it? It does. Our house has never looked as tidy. At least, not since we've had Elsie and Flossie. Even so, I glance around with a critical eye, with Alice's eyes, at the internal doors that need repainting, the wooden floor that could do with oiling, the grubby fingerprints on the pale grey walls, and the rug that's been clawed by our cream Persian rescue cat, Princess Sophia.